this is a critical question for all of us in the Northwest in relation to what do we want? We want to see balanced regional development and a fair crack of the whip and opportunities to have the optimum facilities in the Northwest. And I am glad that we're starting from significant capacity deficit being acknowledged, acknowledging that the chair capacity will reduce from 13 to 11, and to now acknowledge, following my question, that they are implementing measures to offset the reduction of those two treatment chairs. And they also acknowledge that the unit requires expansion. And they now say, we are kicking in an interim enhancement capital project. And time is of the essence. And those issues that were promised in relation to the relation of an aseptic unit, which will provide more room in the hematology unit, all of these issues now must come to pass. But they do tell me that they're going to tender for a design team, which is to be issued in the coming weeks. They tell me we'll be into capital and planning approvals awaited. These items must be now prioritised and driven by all concerned. And I can ask my questions. The general public, we have to acknowledge Betty and recently Rosina for the drive that they're putting in. But the powers that be, Minister Donnelly was here last week. He listened to Rosina. Here's hoping he heard her. Here's hoping he heard the message yesterday that what we're looking for is balanced regional development and a time frame so that we can have access to modern, fit-for-purpose infrastructure and medical oncology services in the Northwest.
And surely this isn't too much to ask for the people of the Northwest to be able to avail of a service that is so desperately needed up here.
It's not too much to ask. It's just a basic ask. Give us our just desserts, deliver the services that we require. And once again, and all of us have had families who have had occasions to have access cancer services. From within, Rosina recently painted a very vivid picture of the deficits in the Northwest. Altogether, we must ensure that those deficits are removed and that there's balanced services available and optimum cancer service available to the people of the Northwest.